Blog Talk Radio. One day and watch mother go home. Glory to God. I stood on the banks of Jordan. Watched the ship of Zion go sailing over.
Thank you. Oh, for grace to trust. Joey, I know you're a little bit under the weather tonight, but why don't you go ahead and kind of start it out and share with the folks, you know, why are you on the call and what do you think about the Do Right Challenge and the plans that we have with the kids and how you plan to be involved. We have discussed it already, but just kind of share it with people.
Well, thank you for having me tonight. Very honored to be talking to you about this subject of helping kids set goals and pursue their dreams and lay out the way to achieve those dreams. I love that you are a supporter of kids' writing to stimulate the creative process. I do think it's becoming more of a lost art, and we need to put emphasis on that. I am a parent, and I'm very encouraged to see that my kids are – there's a lot of emphasis on science and technology now and math, and I think that is wonderful. But writing is also very important because it stimulates the flow of ideas. And as you know, everything starts with an idea. And so a lot of times we will have these flashes of inspiration or we'll have ideas, maybe something that we want to do, but we don't know how to go about achieving it. We don't know what our next step should be. And what I love about your program is that you encourage people and kids to work with mentors. And so that has made a tremendous difference in my life when I have wanted to make a change or achieve a goal. And so I very much want to spread that message and support people who are considering making a change, or maybe they have an idea and they don't know how to take it to the next step, to find a mentor and work with somebody who has already achieved some success in that area so that they can go on to fulfill their dreams and live with purpose and passion.
Awesome. Why don't you tell the people how we met, and I understand that you have written a book, and how you plan to help with our mission.
Well, we met at a martial arts tournament. It was a fundraiser, and it was to help children, so we were all on the same page there. And I was excited for the opportunity to meet you, and we struck up a conversation, and you told me about your program to go from fighting to writing, which I think is beautiful. And you talked about we discussed some of the challenges that children face today with an absence of role models. I think that most parents are doing the best that they can, but life is complicated today, and there are a lot of distractions, especially now. Kids have had Christmas, and a lot of them have new PlayStations and Xboxes and all kinds of ways to spend our time on the Internet, watching TV, that are fine, but not if they keep us from doing what we're meant to do. And so when those things become distractions, we need a way to help us focus on what's really important. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with Stephen Covey, who was a wonderful author, best-selling author, motivational speaker, had a coaching program that I went through years ago. It was tremendously helpful to me. And he said that most people die with their book inside of them. And in my own life, I've heard it said, and I've experienced this to be true, that we can regret some of the things that we do, but the biggest regrets that we have are the things that we don't do. And so it's very important to, when we have these flashes of inspiration or we have a dream in our heart, we don't need to just continue to, no matter how old we are, if we're children or if we're older, it's never too late to pursue a dream. We don't need to ignore that. We don't need to put that off. We need to make a decision. And as you point out, if you don't make a decision, you have still made a choice. So to make that decision, to set an intention, and what better time to do it than a new year, you know, decide what we're going to do with this precious opportunity we've been given to start a new year. Let's set an intention and tell it to another person so that we're accountable. Let's have some goals, and then let's work together to achieve them. So we discussed that, and that's a message that's near and dear to my heart. And so I love being able to create awareness for people that, you know, we have these opportunities, and, you know, when they come along, we need to seize them. And we can do that with support and encouragement and being accountable to a mentor.
Awesome. Did your guest come on? Did your guest online, on the call?
Yes.
Domenica?
Yes.
Domenica Applegate.
Hi there.
Hey, Domenica. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I've heard some great things about you.
Oh, wonderful. I've heard the same about you.
Domenica is my mentor.
Why don't you share with the folks, you know, what your thoughts about the program and how you think you might be able to help us?
Well, I'm very excited. I mean, Julie shared a little bit with me about it, and I'm excited to, you know, jump on board and help any way I can. I agree with Julie that a lot of kids aren't, they're really not geared in the direction of reading and writing and just really using their creativity. And I think anything we can do to encourage that. I mean, we live in this information society. Everything's technology, information. But if kids can tap into, you know, certain, if they have a creativity in them to be able to maybe fall in love with reading and then be able to express themselves through writing, I mean, what a gift that is to a generation to be able to take that to children and see if that's something that resonates with their spirit. So I'm very excited. You know, I can't wait to hear more and meet you in person and just do all I can to help.
So you have written your book and you have published your book. Do you see where we might can be helpful in getting kids to do an online e-book, children's book? Do you see some possibilities that we can help in that area?
To have children actually write books and publish them themselves?
Yeah, right. Maybe an e-book, online
book. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's really, it's not as complicated as a lot of people think it is. So, yes, I have, you know, self-published a couple books, one for adults and one for children. And it's just a fun process, and I think kids would absolutely love it. And, you know, it's really a simple process. With self-publishing nowadays, the e-books, I mean, it, you know, we literally could have it done in a week and upload it, and people can purchase it or you can offer it for free. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Do you have any questions for me or for Pastor Hill?
I have a question.
Jolie?
Yes. How long did it take you to, from the time that you had the idea to write your book, how long did it take you to complete it and have it published and ready?
3 weeks.
Very good. So it does not have to be a long process. And this was the first book that you wrote?
Yes. And you know, and it don't have to be a long process, and it doesn't have to be a long many pages either. I mean, you know, it could be a short story. I mean, it could be a couple stories. You know, my book is about the two times I made it, got mad and made a decision to do some extraordinary things. Yeah, but it could be about anything, and you just wanted to lay it out and have a table of contents and know pretty much what you want to say and just say it, you know? That's basically what it is.
Well, I did read your book, and I really enjoyed the wisdom and the your down-to-earth manner. You know, the way you present your material, anybody can relate to it. A lot of it resonated with me. And one of the things that I thought was particularly important, you talk about life is full of setbacks and losses, and that's something that everybody experiences, but how you handle them makes all the difference. And I think that part of my calling is to encourage people that have experienced setbacks and losses to continue to feel worthy of something better and then make a decision to change their lives for the better, to pursue that. And, yes, I have written a children's book. It's days away from being published. Because it was a children's book, I wanted some really good illustrations. And those are being finished up right now, so it'll be published next week. And Dominica has guided me through that process and really shortened the learning curve for me, which is something that you also point out in your book as being very important in working with a mentor. But I'm also the book that I'm writing that will be finished at the beginning of March is a book about women who have experienced setbacks and losses and how they bounce back from things like financial hardships, eating disorders, child abuse, domestic violence, a whole range of challenges that women that I know personally have faced in their life and what they did to turn their lives around. So addiction, there's a very powerful story about addiction in that's included in that book. So I'm excited about finishing that one and getting that one published in March.
Fantastic. We appreciate your thoughts and your comments and the things you had to say tonight on the show. And you all stay with us as long as you can. Pastor Hill, do we have a 413 number up there? He can see the numbers.
Yeah.
I can't see them.
We got 413.
Is that Gail? Do we have Gail on the show with us?
Yes, you are, champ. It's the champ.
Gail, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself? And you know, you're a champ yourself. I was your special guest today on your radio show. And tell the people who you are, where you're calling from, and the things that you and I are going to be doing together in Massachusetts and around the world, Gail. Take it away.
Well, now it's my turn, huh? You were on this morning on my show, and it happens to be that both of us are radio announcers on the show, and we're both on Fridays. Well, you know, I heard your guest talking about different things, how women came back and bounced back from different scenarios in their life, and I'm certainly one of those products of that, as I know making a decision as a young person in life, I was going down the wrong road and chose a different path, but thank the Lord that we do have decisions. A decision is a choice all by itself. That is a choice. And I did turn my life around, and I was a juvenile delinquent, and I was going off to the big house, as we call it in the old days, the big house. And through the grace of God, as me praying in front of the courthouse, I changed my life around. I went to school, got A's, and I had two good parents that I was ashamed of how I was behaving and realized that. And my dad was a hardworking man, and he didn't really know that his daughter was a troublemaker because my mom was nice enough to hide it until they both had to appear in court, and my father never missed a day of work, and I was ashamed of myself. So the judge blessed me with the grace of God as I was praying that he would give me one more chance because I already had my bags packed. And I made that decision. I still kept those friends. I didn't hang around with them. I wasn't getting in trouble. I went back. Well, I never quit school. I just didn't pay attention. You know, I wasn't in school. I was playing poker, and I was a pool shark. You know, I was doing all the things that my mother said, the lady's not supposed to be in the pool room, not supposed to be doing those kind of things. And she was right. So I got A's and B's, and I graduated from high school, went on to college. And, you know, I changed my life around. But the biggest thing I want to say there, champ, is I won the right for women to box in this country as the amateur status. That's something I'm very proud to do. That took me 8 years in court to be able to do it. Well, it's five attorneys I lost along the way, two that I had to represent to that organization to get the ladies to go, right up until I went to the Olympic trials in Spokane, Washington, which I'm proud to see the 24 athletes compete. So with that short story and everything going, there's the big movie that's coming. I've been back and forth to Hollywood. I'm a film producer now. I got my diploma. I'm a business owner. I've owned my own health and fitness, several of gyms for I've been a sole proprietor for over 26 years in business. I'm an author of a book like yourself, you know, Gail Grandchamp Pursues the Olympic Dream. I self-published myself. Took me 10 years to write it because I kept setting it down. I'm no writer. And as I finally came across somebody with better grammar than English, I finally got it written and I self-published and been traveling around doing book signings as you and I will do, and this movie is going to be great. I mean, I don't know what else you want to say, champ.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, it's awesome. I'm excited. I get re-energized and re-excited every time I talk to you, and this was awesome. You did a great job, and just stay with us as long as you can, and Pastor Hill, do we have anyone else out there with another number?
Seven oh four.
State your name and where are you calling from? That's from Dominica.
That's probably me. I have a 704 number.
Yeah.
919,
that's Jolie.
Okay, 71731.
That sounds like Marty. Marty is 6.
Okay, that's it, yeah. The other number got dropped.
Do anyone have a question for me? And, you know, this is James Bone Christian Smith. Anyone have a question for me at this time?
I have another question. Joel,
okay.
Again, with another question.
Okay.
How long did you always know that you wanted to write a book, or when did you first become aware that that was something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, it was after I retired, and really I wish now I had gotten started before I retired from boxing, because, you know, my name was much bigger and in the limelight and all that stuff. And, you know, Gail and I had talked about this, you know, in the last week or two about getting started now. And I think wherever we are now, we just need to get it done. Whatever we want to do, we need to go ahead and get it done, whether it's writing a book, whether it's getting in shape, or no matter what it is. I mean, we just need to make a decision and get it done. And, you know, procrastination is a big, big deal, and it stops people from doing what they want to do. And, again, I just encourage everybody. I think everybody needs to write down their story. Everybody has a story, It's important to them. You'd be amazed with technology and Amazon.com and different sources we have access to, how easy it is to write a book and get it published.
And what were your intentions for writing a book? What were the reasons, or what did you hope to achieve by writing a book?
Well, you know, my thing is motivation, you know, and encouragement. And when you know, you read my book, and, you know, especially if you grew up on a farm, and a lot of people have said that when they read my book, they can see their life in my book. And I wanted to write the book in that way. Just real life experiences, you know, growing up on a farm, hard work, and just encouraging people and letting them know that they can do some of the things, basically they can do all the things they want to do.
Well, I really enjoyed reading your book for that very reason, and I'm going to go ahead and jump off the call and drink some more of my green tea, but I did want to share one thing with you before I leave the conversation, and that is in your book you mentioned the importance of perseverance, and you gave illustrations about, well, the one of the really good examples was your first fight and how easy it would have been to give up at that point. And think that this was not the path you were to be on, and this was maybe a sign or a setback, and you wouldn't be able to overcome it. And when we have those disappointments or those discouraging experiences, it's really helpful. I have found that it's very helpful to reframe the way we look and feel about those experiences. And instead of being disappointed, if we can look at that as an opportunity to learn and grow and as a sign that we are on the right path, and there was a lesson in that experience that we needed for our success, that we were meant to have that experience in order to go on to achieve our goals and dreams. And I think that your story beautifully illustrates that, because I think you became even more focused, more determined, more resolved to do what you knew you could and what was in your heart. And so I just wanted to thank you for sharing that experience with us and encouraging all of us that when we have these events happen in our life that we didn't see coming or that feel difficult or discouraging, to remember that those are really opportunities for us to grow and learn, and we are always being perfectly prepared for our success. And you also mentioned chopping wood on the farm, and I thought that was really beautiful, that even though that was difficult work, back-breaking hard work, and you didn't necessarily enjoy it at the time, you were being perfectly prepared for your future success, and you didn't even know it. And so a lot of it is about taking the things that come our way on faith, that this is what is necessary for us now in order that we be successful tomorrow. So thank you for writing your book.
Thank you.
I sure was inspired and encouraged by it.
Thank you for joining us on the show tonight, and I look forward to working with you. Hopefully we're going to have our technology set up for our after-school, online after-school program in the month of January, and we definitely, Joey, want you and Dominica to be mentors to us and to the kids and everybody. Gail, are you still on the call, on the show?
I absolutely am, absolutely.
And we want to... Gail, get on down here in Myrtle Beach. I'm in Florida right now, but I'm headed back to Myrtle Beach come Monday. And I was trying to come to Florida to enjoy some sunshiny weather after the holidays, but it's cold in Orlando, Florida. Thank you all very much.
You brought the car with you. This is Hector Perdomo, head of your wing.
Yeah. Gail, would you like to share? Thank you, Jelly and Dominicus. Thank y'all.
Thank
Gail,
you.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. You
Gail,
too.
Okay. Gail, would you like to share anything else with us tonight?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting a message across because, you know, I'm all for that you can start anywhere and anytime and no matter who you are or what you've done or in the past or, you know, I always said there's no bad kids, there's all good kids. It might have been some of the circumstances, but, you know, I'm a believer in today and now, and you can make the choices. Like, I haven't read your book yet, and I'm looking forward to it as you have not read mine. Mine's in a different direction because it talks about the scenario of all the way up to women getting, fighting for the right for women to box. But, you know, it's taking a stand and believing in yourself, but with the faith through God, because without God, I wouldn't have been able to fight for 8 years for this right for these women to be able to have the first, it was an African-American woman who won the gold medal in the Olympics. So that is pretty impressive that when I fought in 1984, I started this fight, that you wouldn't have believed that in that time, it took all the way to 2012 before we ever got the right to go to the Olympics and then win a gold medal. So I think anybody who believes in themselves, you know, you have to do the duration, you have to stay in the fight, and you have to, you know, you have to include God in the process, though. You can't fight this alone. When you bring God into whatever it is you're doing that I believe, then you're going to be successful because he's going to fight the battle with you. So that's the stuff when I was a young age that I've always had the faith at a young age to know what's important, even when I was doing bad things, and I learned that I knew at any time that any day I can sit down, and I believe in writing as you were talking about, because I'm a person that says at the top of the page, as I said to you before, champ, I said writing crystallizes thought and thought motivates action. If it's only in your head, it's only an idea, but once you put it on paper, it becomes a part of who you are and it starts to work on you. As I put a goal at the top of the page that I was going to go to school, I was going to get A's, I was going to get educated, and I realized school is cool and education is powerful and you should be knowledgeable and wisdom, and that's how you get the knowledge and you can be able to hand it on to others, because we are blessed with gifts of talents that we should be given back, and that's about what you and I are spiritually connected to give back. And this with this movie and you being the star of this movie, A Fighter with Heart is the title of it, and your health is your greatest wealth, which I believe that's one of the things. We can't do anything without our health, and to take care of that and to not look at it, that this is going to be a lot of messages in a great movie for what you did and how you're going to inspire people. It's not just going to be a movie. It's going to be a movie that's going to move people, you know, because you've already done that in your life. And I've been doing it all my life, too, and having my own kids program. And you work for kids. I work for kids. Always have in my community started all the programs because the kids are our future. They're the promise. If we give them the tools, they're going to be a bright future for us. We need to give them back and give them away and show them they all matter. Every one of them matters. And we need to hear them, and we need to give them the tools and make them proud that they can do anything at any given time.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. And I'm so excited about the possibilities and the things that we plan to do. And I just feel good.
I feel is the same way you do, champ. I mean, I'm looking forward to sitting down. I'm going to call you over the weekend as well, and you know, we'll work out some stuff to get you up here to start, because we have a great message, you know, and good messages are important. A lot of stuff is in the news that's negative, and you know, they spend a lot of money on showing us reality TVs that's not all good, and that's not real life. That's all nice, but a lot of people are making a lot of money for some stuff that you know, what about the good message? What about the kids that are good? Why can't we promote that? Why can't we help them to get to where they're going? You know, you don't all have to be great, but somebody can make you great. Somebody can, you're self-made. You know, I'm self-made. I've owned my own business for 26 years as a sole proprietor. You know, we had to get educated. I had downs, you had downs, but we didn't stay down. We had to fell down, but we got right back up. You know, my dad always said, "You can, everybody can cut down the tree, but you got to keep doing it." He said, "But it's all in the way you do it. Just keep cutting the tree. That's gonna come down. Might not be how you cut it. I might not be as strong as you, but stay with the tree, and it will come down." So, you know, you can't have instant gratification in this world. You have to definitely, we all have to pay our dues. And we all have to give back. A lot of people just, they give up too soon. They want it. They don't want to put the time in. Because if they put the time in, that's how you get educated. That's how you work through your difficulties. That's how when, you know, I'm a sales rep for Electrolux. I get 10 no's, but one sale might be 1 out of 10 might say yes. You can't give up. You have to believe and take faith and every day go out there and do the best you can be because God wants you to be the best you can be. He gave you all those tools, and he wants you to use them.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly right. And Pastor Hill, are you out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Rex Grimmett, are you there? I guess Rex Grimmett hopped off the show. But you're right, Gail. We'll take this opportunity around the world. Are you planning to go to the Olympics, the next Olympics?
No. That's past for me. I turned professional after that. No.
I'm talking about just to be, to watch it, just to watch it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to Rio?
Well, I would like to, absolutely. I didn't get to go because my mom's 92 and I'm her caregiver. So I went to the Spokane Washington Olympic Trials, but I didn't get to go to London to see the first women's Olympics because of that.
Yeah.
So I had to give up.
I'd like to go to Rio.
All right. So wouldn't I? You know, and I think, you know, we got a lot of great things. You and I do a book tour all over the place. We both have self-published books, and we have a message, and we're all for helping people. And
that's
inspirational.
Right.
That's contagious. God is contagious. When Jesus spoke, it went all over. I mean, I don't mean to get holier, but I have to speak from faith because I've had miracles happen in my life, you know. You'd need a whole show, Champ, for me to talk about the small miracles, the big miracles. Meeting you is a miracle. That's a blessing as I look at it. Other people might look at differences, but I look at it as that's a nice blessing. You are a blessing in my life starting up this year.
You're a blessing in my life too, Gail.
So we've been blessed.
We're blessed. Two blessed people.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have been blessed. And, you know, and we're doing the good things about sharing our talents because sometimes people don't share or they don't think they have anything to share, but I think everybody has something that can sparkle thing in anybody. I don't care who you are. You always got something. Everybody's got something special about them.
Everybody have a gift and a talent.
Absolutely.
Gifts and a talent.
And you got to make a choice and do what you were given, do it the right way. No excuses. Find reasons why to, not excuses why not to. You know, that's what I say. Invest in your future. Invest in you. You are the future. You know, earn your PhD, persistence, hard work, and dedication. PhD, right?
Yeah. I've been working all day, too. I just left a book signing. And some of my local friends, I've been working night. I've been working all day, it seemed like. And I just work. And some of my friends that live in Orlando were supposed to come out to join me at the book signing, and they didn't show up. It's, you know, it's people say things, and they say they're going to do things, and they don't do it. And when they tell you they're going to do something, They don't plan to do it.
Yes, and that's where you and I talked before, and I said in the old-fashioned handshake and being honorable and integrity, and that's something that's being lost in this world because you only need a handshake. Me and you are on our word. You're coming here. We're making this movie. We know. We have the books. We self-publish. We stand by what we've done, and, you know, there's all the history. So if I'm saying I'm going to be there for you, you're going to be there for me. The old-fashioned thing is honor because you only have your word. That's all you have in this world is your word and your reputation, so stand by it. And we, you and I are doing that, and a lot of people don't take that seriously. Integrity. Honor.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And I'm sorry they didn't come out for you, champ, because they missed a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to you coming.
I'll be there.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that over the weekend and get a date set and everything and how, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
You are a movie star.
I've been wanting to be a movie star for many, many years, and I'm close to becoming a movie star.
Well, get ready, people, because Bone Crusher's going to be in the house standing tall as the movie star in the future present of something positive affirmation in this 2014. Unbelievable. It's going to be so inspirational. Not going to be for, we're going to have great messages. We're going to help a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Pastor Hill, are you with us?
Yes, you got 731.
State your name and where you're calling from, 731. Pastor Hill, why don't you talk to us a little bit? Tell the people how you and I met and what we're doing and how you feel about it. How you feel about this show, Pastor Hill?
Oh, I'm very excited. We are getting good ratings. This is the first Friday night show we had in a long time, and the feedback is just off the wall. We met down at a Zuma presentation down in Bowman, South Carolina, a couple months ago. And come to find out, you part of Zuma. I'm part of Zuma. Several other people I know is part of Zuma. Now I have a Zuma ministry. And my Zuma ministry is about bringing people back for help. And we got a great product. And our product is best selling and that's helping people to get healed. And that's where me and you came in, and we start talking about helping with the children. And I work with the Boys and Girls Club. I work with Boy Scouts. I coached Little League football for about 26 years. My grandchildren now is involved in soccer, T-ball. Oh, man, we just out there trying to get the children on the right track. And anytime we can take a baseball bat and a gun away from a child and put a pencil in it to motivate them to go further in life, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
The pen is mightier than the sword and a gun.
That's it.
We're going from fighting to writing.
Fighting to
writing. That's good. I love it.
Fighting to writing. And we're going to have coaches and mentors, people that have experience like Gail and Jolie and Domenica and other people. And we're going to pick up mentors as we go along, and we're going to encourage each other. I saw an author on MSNBC the other day, and he was talking about seven things. He had seven things that he thought would be a big help to kids now. I forget his name, but he was a best-selling author. And one of the seven things, the first thing that he had listed as a big benefit to kids was to encourage. And I know God wants us to encourage each other, and I'm just excited that we're coming together once a week on this Friday night call, and we're going to be coming together on the online reality show once a week, and then soon we're going to be coming together making a movie that's going to bless people around this world. I'm so excited.
Amen.
I don't know what to do. Anyone else who would like to make a comment, I'm just going to open it up. Whoever's on listening tonight, if you want to say something, just tell us who you are and where you're calling in from. Go ahead. Just take it away. Introduce yourself. Step up.
Mr. Bronco, can you hear me?
Who is this?
This is Hector.
Hector, you was one of those guys I was talking about. I was supposed to come out and see
you
tonight.
I'm on my way there. I'm heading towards you. You brought out this car. I had to find my leather jacket. It was hidden in the closet.
Yeah, well, you need a jacket in Orlando tonight because it's cold, man. It's too cold to put the cat out tonight.
Hello. Hello. I'll be there in 20 minutes, buddy.
Oh, I'm not there, man. I'm going home. My friends didn't show up. I went home. I left. I'm on the road.
You don't say that.
Yeah, but go ahead and kind of, tell people what you do, Hector, and where you live, where you're from, and tell the people what you do, man.
Well, what we do is we help people with the I'm a part of the family that invented the game of basketball, and we help people make sure they understand sportsmanship and education is very important. I'm listening to what you guys are saying, very important that we all get together and work hard. And make sure that the children understand that they're our future. And if they don't understand that, then we're in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That is great. That's so great. Champ, listen. I'm going to get off right now with you, and I'm going to call you over the weekend.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for being on the show, Gail.
And, yes, you're very welcome. I'm very honored that you wanted me on the show, and I was honored, and everybody was happy. I got calls after that you were on our show at WBRK, which is, 75-year anniversary of that station that's cell-phoned, and the first, Howard Stern applied to the radio station that I'm on, so that's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. It sure is.
Yeah, at that time when he just got out of college, but I guess that was a rumor. I'm not sure if that's true. I didn't ask the owner, but I think. But anyways, he's different. But anyways, I just want to say God bless, and I'm going to call you over the weekend, champ.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it. Have a good night.
All right. You have a great show. God bless.
Yeah. God bless you now. Thank you now. Pastor Hill, I'm tired, man. I had a long day. I've been up early, book signings and driving and traveling. I'm just a tired old man right about now, Pastor Hill.
Go ahead and take you a couple focus up. Get focused
yeah.
Back up.
Yeah. Wow.
Get focused.
Yeah.
Back.
I'm out here driving. Anyone else would like to share any thoughts or comments tonight? Feel free. We got the call show open up. You can share whatever you like. I'm out here on I-4. I'm driving. I missed my turn, and I got to head back to Orlando now. Huh?
Oh, my. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were driving. We can go ahead.
I'm out here on I-4.
You be careful, Jeff, and God bless you, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
We can go ahead and close out. I think everybody done say something.
Yeah, let's close it out for tonight, Pastor Hill. Why don't you close it out for us?
Father in heaven, once again, we have come and we have meditated together and all of us put our minds and thoughts together and we came up with a solution. We made a decision tonight to go on and continue to do your work with your young youth to bring them to another level, Lord God. And we thank you. We know ain't nobody did this but God. And we want the pastor, Bone Crusher, to have a safe night where he can drive safely to his destination and he can sleep in peace. And by this, all of us agree that God is good. Not but God could do this. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. And let's continue to do the work and the will of God. See you next Friday night.
Next Friday night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
9 o'clock.
Have a good one. Good night.
Have a good one.
Good night.
I love you more.
731, hello?
Hello.
Yes, we about to close. Who are you?
Is show over?
Oh, goodness. Well, Bone Crusher, you still there?
Yeah.
Well, we got, who you say was again there? Hello? 731. Well, I guess they said something, but they stopped.
Okay.
731.
Have a good night, Pastor Hill.
All right, you have a good night, too. We're going to go ahead and close out then, 731, if you don't want to say anything.
All right.